take your case. I need another thrill. Stir up the discontent. I wanna see what you got behind a trick up your sleeve. Shrouded in mystery. You told me we'd go back. You said that we'd go back.
Fall down, fade away. Do you really wanna see me fall?
Attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages.
Thank you.
Good morning and welcome to the Cat's Pajams, broadcasting live from the unceded Musqueam Territory here in Vancouver, BC. My name is Nelly. You just heard a track by the Cocktail Twins called Summerhead off of their album Four Calendar Cafe. Summer is right around the corner here at UBC. School is pretty much done. Exams are almost done. I don't know. I'm not in school, so doesn't matter to me, but it's pretty empty on campus today, so people are getting ready. You heard that song. Got an exciting show today. I have a phone interview with the lead singer of Dilly Dally from Toronto. They are on tour, stopping by the city on Saturday night, which is exciting. So later on in the show, I will be talking to Katie Monks. So stay tuned for that. I'm going to play a couple songs before we get to the interview. So to start off, I'm going to play Kevin Morby, who just released a brand new album called Singing Saw. It's very good. And I'm going to play the track Destroyer.
So wrong. Last time that I saw her, she was standing there. Now I've come to wonder where she's gone. Where she's gone, Lord, where she's gone, Lord. Now I've come to wonder where she's gone. And have you seen my mother? She's out looking for my father. Didn't think that she'd be gone this long. Gone where you can't go, but I let her have her phone. Now I've come to wonder where she's gone. Where she's gone, Lord, where she's gone, Lord. Now I've come to wonder where she's gone. And what about my sister? Just like me, looking into her is like a mirror. And when we were young, we weren't two but one. Sometimes I come to wonder where she's gone. Where she's gone, Lord. Where she's gone.
Destroy it. Powerful motivational speeches that I have ever heard came from people who told me I couldn't do something. You know why? Because when they told me I couldn't do it, I was bound and determined to show them that I could.
Did you know CITR has an accessibility collective? Our new collective serves to explore issues of inclusion, equity, and accessibility for people with physical and cognitive disabilities on campus and beyond. If you love making radio, listening to radio, or want to get involved for the first time, come join our collective. We include people of all abilities, experience levels, and backgrounds in the production and programming of our show. Tune in to our weekly show, All Access Pass, from 5 to 6 p.m. on Thursdays for interviews, music, news, events, and awesome dialogues. If you want to get involved, email accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
If only I could dream, we could start again.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
All right, welcome back to the Cat's Pajamas on 101.9 CITR FM. You just heard a track by Shadow Folk called Dexter. They just released a split LP along with Sunny Beaches. These guys are from Halifax and just released this on Poncho Records. Before that, you heard the Backholms with the track Solid Gold off of their album Tidal Wave. The Backholms are playing the Discorder fundraiser happening Saturday night
at the Anza Club. Lots of big bands. Frog Eyes are playing. Malcolm Jack, Experience This, and Frog Eyes. So come on it down and support your favorite music mag, Discorder, on Saturday. All right. And then at before that, you heard Wild Nothing with a new track from the album Life on Pause called To Know You. And then at the top, you heard Kevin Morby with the song Destroyer off of the album Singing Saw. Up next, I'm going to play a track by Casual Luxury, who are opening for Dilly Dally at the Cobalt on Saturday night. And yes, and hopefully I will be able to reach Katie and chat with her about Dilly Dally. This track is called Girl Grins by Casual Luxury.
Simple and all right, and now you're
All right, welcome back to the Cat's Pajams. That was a track by Dumb called 7-Eleven. They are opening for Dilly Dally tomorrow night at the Cobalt. And I have Katie Monks from Dilly Dally on the phone right now for a little interview. How's it going, Katie?
What's up? How's it going? I'm doing good.
Uh-oh, I can't hear you. Hello? Oh, yeah.
Hey.
There you are. All right. So let's start at the beginning here. When did you guys form the band? I know you started it with one of your good friends quite a while ago. It's been a while to get your... Are you there?
I'm here, sorry. Yeah. It's like trucks driving around.
Yeah, no worries. So yeah, let's talk about how the band formed.
The band formed, it was kind of just like natural science. Mm-hmm. It all came together in this formation, like, I don't know, happened so natural. I can't really remember.
Nice. You guys met in high school, though?
Me and Liz met in high school, mm-hmm. So we'd been buds for a while, but all the Dilly Dally stuff happened after high school.
Right. So you and Liz kind of started, and then the other two guys, what are their names?
Ben and Tony?
Yeah.
They joined the band, like, after Liz and I had already been, like, playing for 4 years. We recorded a record that never came out mm-hmm. and will never come out. we've been playing with different bassists and drummers, and, it was kind of like we were in a tight spot, so we just kind of, asked our friends who were in bands that we loved
right.
to, like, jam with us and kind of see how it felt. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it definitely changed how our, like, live show, just the energy they brought.
Yeah,
they
totally.
Brought more, like, aggression and stuff to the table, so everyone kind of had to up their game.
Mm-hmm. So you guys are from Toronto. How's the music scene there? Did you find it pretty easy to, like, get shows together? And were people, like, did they respond well, like, from the beginning? Or did it kind of take a while to put yourselves out there?
A long time to find the right bands and stuff to, like, play with, I guess. But mm-hmm. at the same time, like, we probably sucked at first, too. So
yeah.
It was just kind of, we just played anywhere. Like, we played in, like, the shittiest bars and played in any house party or garage or anything,
Right.
We played in some funny places. There was even this one night at this, like, weird old, like, white guy jazz club or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like kind of looks like a cafeteria. Sketchy people hang out there, and they got cheap beer.
Nice.
And like every Tuesday night, they have a thing where if you play a song with their house band, and they give you a free drink. And so me and Liz played with their house band, like Green, mm-hmm. and like some songs that maybe even ended up on the record.
Oh, nice.
Years later. And it's like all these like guys ripping solos and stuff over our music, and it was so funny. So yeah, any excuse to play, we kind of just did that. And then I wouldn't say it was like easy, like just like we showed up and everything was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It took a while.
Do you like a lot of the other bands in the community, or do you have any, like, what should we be listening to out of Toronto?
Of course. I mean, it feels a bit like the scene that we kind of grew out of is, like, all the bands are either, like, blowing up or breaking up
mm-hmm.
in a way. So, but every, like, scene or whatever kind of has to do that, right? It always fizzles away and everyone kind of moves on or gets in arguments. There's drama sometimes,
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, I mean, what was there? There's still, like, I'm still good friends with all the people, from mm-hmm. from that time, like, just, I'd say, like, a few years ago. But, I mean, there's still some of that still around. Like, we hang out with, like, all of our label mates on Buzz and like, bands on Hand-Drawn Dracula and Telephone Explosion and Pleasance and all these little indie labels or whatever. Not that the labels have anything to do with it. I mean, I'm just saying, like, it's an easy way for me to categorize.
Right. Yeah, yeah. All right. So for you personally, like, when did you start playing music? Was it from a very early age, or did you have someone who really encouraged you to start?
When did I start playing music? Who encouraged me to start? I mean, I guess my brother would just always be playing music and look for someone to jam with because he was bored, and he would just pressure me to jam, and I would always be so shy because he was so good at playing guitar.
Yeah. It surprises me that you're shy.
Beatles chord book, and it just, like, taught you all the chords. Mm-hmm. I play Beatles songs, so that was kind of how I started.
Cool. So let's talk about some of the influences on Soar. I really love this record. It's super heavy and noisy, but I also love all the pop music aspects of it. Do you want to talk about maybe like how you integrated certain pop sensibilities into these songs, or was it challenging to do that? Because I find that pop music is very straightforward, but it's also really hard to get right.
For me, it always started with the song, and like Liz and I really like simplicity when we're like writing melodies and stuff. And I don't know. And then from there, it's just kind of got to be genuine and real. Like, you can craft a good pop song, and then if it's not genuine and means something, it doesn't mean something, then I'm useless. So it's kind of it. I mean, we really like listen to a lot of like mainstream rap and stuff, and like 80s power ballads. When we do karaoke, we sing a lot of that stuff. So, and then like we go to our friends like noise and drone shows. Mm-hmm. So it's some kind of weird mix of all that stuff.
Sweet. What's your go-to karaoke song right now?
I like to switch it up every time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like whatever you're feeling in the moment, even if you mess up the words, or like you sing it out of key, it doesn't matter as long as you're feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I feel the same way.
I don't know. I probably sing like a really like hungover sounding song right now if I was at karaoke, because that's how I feel. But I don't know. I think the last time I sang karaoke was, I don't know, Larger Than Life by The Backstreet Boys, because I feel that song like to my fans.
Cool.
You know?
Yeah. You're in Portland right now, just played a show last night, and you're on your way up here to Seattle tomorrow. How has the tour been so far? You guys have been touring pretty much nonstop since the album came out.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot. Can I just also give you some context right now? And everybody, I'm in a grocery store.
A grocery store?
I'm in a grocery store right now. All right. I hope that's cool.
What's happening around
hear,
you?
Or can you hear all these like this and stuff?
No, I cannot.
Oh,
it's a little noisy, but I can't hear any specific sounds.
Oh, I see. I'm gonna go back to like the plastic container aisle where nobody hangs out.
Yeah.
Because
no one lingers in the plastic noisy container over there aisle.
What was the question again?
Touring. What have been some of your favorite cities? Or, you know, you've been on the road for a while, I feel like. This is...
Yeah. So you're asking where our favorite places to play is?
Yeah.
Or
what cities have pleasantly surprised you, or somewhere that you're like, I don't really
know. Oh, Denver. Denver pleasantly surprised me.
Denver?
Like, we were all, whatever, we don't even know what Denver is. Mm-hmm. And then showed up. Denver loves Dilly Dally so much.
That's nice.
And I think it's because I'll smoke weed there.
I think,
yeah, I know. It feels like it's like the best.
Sorry, you cut out. Oops. Uh-oh. All right, well, that was Katie from Dilly Dally. I don't know if we will revisit this conversation. There's only 10 minutes left of the show. But that was nice. I'm glad that worked out. And that, I'm going to play a track from Dilly Dally, and you can catch them at the Cobalt on Saturday night. This track is from their album Soar, and it's called The Touch.
Yeah. razor blades and aftershave. I go in any time of day. Don't you ever change?
All right. That was Marilena Moore. She's from Edmonton, Alberta. That track was called 24 Hour Drugstore. And the other song you heard right there was Dilly Dally with the track The Touch. The show is just about done. I'm going to play one more track by Hazy, which is the solo project of Casey Way, who is in late spring. Really good stuff. I hope you guys all enjoyed the show. My first on-air phone interview went okay. Dave Radio is up next, so stay tuned, followed by Femme Concept. Also, I should mention that my show is now every other week, so I will not see you next week. I will see you the week after that. All right. Enjoy the weekend.
There's nothing left to show other than what's broken down to the core. A sickly sound going through upon the thank you.
Thank you.